From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us today for Let the Bible Speak. Alan Cairns with you once again as we conclude our studies in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Colossians 1:14 is a tremendous text, and I trust that our look at it, brief though it has been a blessing to your heart, and that you'll be encouraged to look ever more deeply into what the Bible has to say on the subject of redemption in and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, before we turn to the Word of God today, we have our daily devotional Bible study, and it's from Psalm 4, verse 8. It's an appropriate subject for many a troubled Christian, a good night's sleep. Psalm 4, verse 8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Catastrophes, disappointments, and vexations easily destroy peace of mind and buoyancy of spirit. How often we allow these apparent troubles to rob us of joy in the daytime and rest in the night time. It was precisely such experiences that revealed David's finest traits. It was true for him, as it should be for us, that adversity increased the sense of his dependence on God. Psalm 4, David's bedtime prayer, reveals his secret of joy and of peace that nothing could destroy, and it's a secret worth knowing. Peace comes as we remember what God has done for us in the past. David begins his prayer by addressing the God who has helped him before, and then by appealing to him for fresh help. Although he had been maligned by people and surrounded by trouble, God had vindicated him and opened up the way of escape. Past help from the Lord fuels the desire for new help. Remembering the Lord's past faithfulness leads to the assurance of his continuing care and concern. God has set apart his people to himself. No matter what trouble suggests to our hearts, we are his special treasure. We're the pupil of his eye. That is the reality that circumstances cannot change. The word godly designates those who are the objects of God's covenant love and loyalty. What a comfort to know that God has by covenant obligated himself to us. No experience of adversity can compete with this unchanging truth. Make it the meditation of your heart as you prepare for sleep, and that will displace the worry that tends to rob you of rest. The secret of a good night's sleep is rest in the Lord. Our thought for the day is from the commentator William Hendrickson. Peace is the smile of God reflected in the soul of the believer. From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, I have mentioned a useful little tool that we have produced to help Christians with their Bible study. Now, any pastor will tell you that one of the most frequently made requests that he receives from people is for help in studying the Bible. Another very frequent request is for help in establishing a real prayer life. In fact, most Christians will confess that for them, these are the two most important and yet most difficult aspects of the Christian life. Bible study and prayer must always go together. Solid Bible study will be an immeasurable help to your prayer life. With that in mind, we have produced a pamphlet titled The Ten Commandments of Bible Study. Now, they're not really commandments, more guidelines to tell you how to read and get the most out of the Bible, chapter by chapter. When you follow these guidelines, you will have a body of material from each chapter that will form the basis for your approach to God. Let me give you an example. The very first thing to look for in every chapter you read in the Bible is, what does it teach me about God? Look carefully and write down the results. Then as you come to pray, you approach God. You worship and praise Him, not in mere trite or empty phrases, but as you have just found Him in His Word. In this way, your praying is linked to your Bible study, and it's always fresh. The same holds good throughout all 10 guidelines. So I highly recommend that you write or call us and ask for your free copy of the Ten Commandments of Bible Study. It's yours for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is LTBS@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'd be happy to send you the Ten Commandments of Bible Study. And I trust that you will find it an answer to prayer and the best means that you have yet discovered to help you in the study of the Word and in the private place of prayer. Last week and this week on Let the Bible Speak, we have been considering the glorious redemption that God's people have in union with Christ's person and on the merit of Christ's blood. We have considered the essence of redemption, that it is indeed a divine deliverance, both of the people of God and of their inheritance that they had lost in Adam. Christ has recovered that. We have seen the elements in redemption: freedom, forgiveness, fullness, and a future with Christ. We have talked about the experience of redemption, and today we come to the expectation of redemption. But before we get there, we start by re-emphasizing something from yesterday. Again, an important point, it's worth repeating: this redemption is in union with Christ's person, and it is on the merit of Christ's blood. So let's turn to God's Word.
We are in union with Christ. Now can you understand why Paul says, we have redemption? We have it. We possess it. Why? Why? Because it's enjoyed in union with Christ's person. But he makes another statement, and that is, it's a purchased possession. We have it through his blood. In other words, we experience and enjoy redemption, not only in union with Christ's person, but on the merits of Christ's passion, on the merits of Christ's atonement, through his blood. You were not redeemed, says Peter, with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was in these last times manifested. For whom? For you who do by him believe in God, who raised him up and gave him glory. I want to tell you, my friend, redemption is in union with Christ's person, but redemption is on the merit and ground of the precious blood of Christ. The old hymn rightly therefore asks the question, have you been to Calvary for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? In heaven I read about the redeemed, and who are they? These are they who came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are the people who are singing, thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. What would your answer be to the hymn writer's question? Have you been to Calvary? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Redemption is by blood. This is the experience of redemption. I will finish with a brief mention of its expectation. As I said this morning and repeated a little tonight, it gives us a future. The word redemption carries implications for the immediate future and the remote future. There's an immediate expectation. Remember what Paul said to the Galatians in chapter 5, verse 13? We have been called unto liberty. And that's why at the beginning of that chapter he said, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. He's talking about a yoke of legalism there. He's talking about anything that removes you from the free grace of the gospel onto a footing of works righteousness. He's talking about anything that takes you away from the full revelation of redemption and justification and acceptance in Christ into a religion that is either all or a mixture of the works of man, either for the gaining of acceptance, the gaining of heaven, or the increase of that acceptance. He says, do not be entangled in the yoke of bondage. There's an application to the ceremonial law and all the Jewish customs. There's a whole segment of the Christian church, so-called evangelical, that would need to learn that. We have people here in Greenville and all through the states who are wanting to become Messianic Jews, even though they're Gentiles, wanting to introduce the Jew-Gentile thing back into the church. They've become more Jewish than Christian. This is folly. The immediate expectation to live in the liberty. What does that mean? You've been set free unto holiness. You've been set free to serve the Lord as His own redeemed. Therefore, in loving fidelity to Christ, live in the liberty that the blood has purchased for you. Do not live like you were still in bondage and reject everything that would in any way drag you back into the bondage of false religion or the bondage of your former life. Now, I realize that's applying rather than exegeting what Paul says, but it's very important to apply it. See, it's very easy for you and me, who were never in Judaism, not to go back to Judaistic laws and legalism. But what about the life out of which God redeemed you? There are forces every day that would pull you back into it. And he's saying, you're called to liberty. You're called unto liberty. The immediate expectation is you live in it. And then the ultimate expectation, redemption is for eternity. And there we'll enjoy its fullness forever. Let me pile up three descriptions. You'll have to think them through. In Ephesians 1, he speaks of the redemption of the purchased possession. There is a possession that Christ has already purchased. And yet, the redemption, the full-orbed redemption, is yet future. Paul calls that in Ephesians 4, the day of redemption. And on that day, according to Romans 8:23, we will experience the adoption, the redemption of the body. What a huge, huge subject that is. But I want to tell you, just as your body, as much as your soul, is in union with Christ, your body, as much as your soul, will live for all eternity in the full, sinless enjoyment of all that Christ our Redeemer has purchased. Think of that. This old body causes a lot of trouble, aches and pains. It's the vehicle of sin. The big discussion is healing in the atonement. Pentecostalists and others in that camp who have notions about their powers of healing say, oh yes, it's in the atonement. Bible believers are very apt to react and say it's not in the atonement. Is healing in the atonement? Sure it is. Every blessing we possess is in and through the atonement. Let me ask you another question. Is resurrection in the atonement? Sure it is. When a Pentecostal pastor dies, does he get immediately resurrected? No. Why? Because the day of redemption for the body has not yet come. God can give you relief from suffering, gifts of His grace according to His will here and now, but that mighty, perfect healing that is in the atonement, just as that mighty, perfect glorification of the body that is in the atonement is yet future. And in the day of redemption, body and soul, we will be perfect, sinless. And in the everlasting and unbroken enjoyment of all that is included in the term redemption. We have redemption. Some of it now in possession, some of it in pledge for the future, but we have it. It's ours. As we come to the end of this meeting, we're talking about eternity. Don't let that word just roll off my tongue or yours without a thought. Eternity. Forever and forever and forever and forever. The redeemed with Christ forever. That's why it's so important that you have this testimony. We have redemption. Do you? Do you? Oh, make sure that this is your testimony. Get before God and cry, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Be propitiated toward me through the precious blood of Christ, and bring me into the possession of this wonderful redemption. Let's bow together in a word of prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the glorious person and the finished work of Thy blessed Son and our great Redeemer. Oh, what a Savior that He died for me. What wondrous love is this. Father, we worship Thee. We thank Thee for the many people here tonight who have a testimony that Thou hast rescued them from the slavery of sin. Thou hast restored them to the inheritance that Adam lost, and even more, Thou hast brought them into Christ. And our Father, we bless Thee tonight for this great redemption. Help us to live in the liberty of the sons of God. Help us, O God, to live as those who are enjoying the assurance of God's redeeming grace. And, O Lord, complete our families. Lord, complete this congregation. Move from pew to pew and heart to heart. And, O God, we pray, bring men and women, boys and girls, by that mighty, irresistible grace of the Holy Spirit, into saving union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, hear our prayer. Part us with Thy very richest blessing. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought people, and grant that Thy grace, Thy mercy, and Thy peace will be our portion tonight and evermore. We pray these things, giving Thee our thanks. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You have been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony.
It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.